There have been reports of multiple explosions at a chemical plant in Crosby, Texas. The plant is about 20 miles northeast of Houston, and it houses volatile chemicals that have to be refrigerated. But after Harvey dumped unprecedented rainfall on the Texas coast, the plant lost both its primary and backup power. Mose Bushell is a reporter with our member station, KUT in Austin, and he's been following this situation in Crosby closely. Mose, what's the latest? What can you tell us?
So I guess around 2 in the morning, explosions started being reported at the plant. This is a organic peroxide plant. This was expected. Explosions began, and from what we see, the Harris County Sheriff's Deputy's Office is saying that 10 deputies have gone to the hospital as a result of kind of being irritated by the smoke from these explosions.
Huh. Okay, so what exactly are the chemicals we're talking about here?
Yeah, it's organic peroxide. Basically, they make materials that would go into PVC pipes or kitchen countertops. And these chemicals need to be stored at a very low temperature, or they're flammable or they explode. And so that's exactly what we've seen here. Last weekend, the plant took on about 40 inches of water, knocked out all the power to the plant. And on Tuesday, the last employees were evacuated. Residents were evacuated, and essentially authorities just said, there's nothing we can do. We're just going to wait and see, and essentially just wait for the thing to blow.
So, I mean, is it over now? Have the worst of the explosions happened, or are there going to be more?
Arkema is the French-owned chemical company that runs this plant, and it says that you can expect possibly more explosions. These chemicals are stored in multiple places around the facility.
And is there anything so there's nothing they can do to prevent this or any other fires that might result?
Yeah, there could be more explosions, more fires. They've established a perimeter and they're just waiting to see.
All right, Mose Bushell, he's a reporter from our member station KUT in Austin. He's been following these reports of multiple explosions at a chemical plant in Crosby, Texas. Thanks so much, Mose.
Thanks, Rachel.